you ever been thrown out of a second story building? And this is how we're going to christen the new studio. It's by throwing you out.
We christen the studio with blood.
To be fair, man, the podcast demands sacrifice. I understand. I'll take it for the team.
The podcast demands a sacrifice.
Don't you know that's how you get the big views? It's the only way.
Do we have to murder somebody on camera?
Oh yeah. Except it has to be like secretive, so like they can't, like no one can see it, but it has to be recorded.
It's a good thing we're murdering a virgin then.
You're a virgin?
That was the joke. He's married.
Oh. Who knows? Maybe some married people might have. I'm waiting till my second marriage.
I'm saving myself for my second marriage. Oh my gosh. You could write a bit on that. Oh, that's.
Oh good. My gosh, would be good.
That would be good.
We should work on a skit like that. Like modern marriages.
That would just be like good stand-up material.
So I was texting my baby mama. Forever. Let her know that I will.
Michael, I'm about to turn your mic up so you don't talk so loud.
Yeah, well, my voice is slowly coming back.
No, I mean, I'm about to turn your headphones up.
Okay.
So you don't talk so loud. It's not going to hurt your ears right now, is it?
I don't know.
Like, with the way we're talking, it doesn't hurt your ears right now, does it?
No, nothing could hurt my ears.
How's that? Is that good?
Oh, that hurts my ears.
Does it really?
No.
Okay.
Actually, it's kind of loud, but...
Okay, I'll bring it down a little bit. I just don't want you... I want to do what we can to keep it from echoing so much.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I talk, I can talk into this, and you don't hear the echo. When you do, it's, like, literally everything echoes.
Yeah. Got the voice of a lion, bro.
Okay.
Okay, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and start.
I'm the only one here without a beard.
Okay. That's true.
Well, that would be normal. That's how it should. Well, I mean, if you want to,
I've seen ladies with beards. Okay,
at the carnival,
you can have one if you want. I'm fine with it. Whatever. Get over it.
I mean, it's appropriate for the episode. Bearded ladies,
bearded. We're still on topic.
All right. Despite our best efforts, we're still on topic. We're bored for nonsense. Ready? I'm gonna do my first practice run.
Yes.
I might nail it. Let's see. Ready?
Go ahead.
Come one, come all to the great Carney War.
Is that all you got?
Get your tickets. Come one, come all to the great Carney War.
Alright.
I like it. 10 out of 10.
Hey, what's up? This is Just Plain Nonsense.
And I'm Michael.
And I'm Rob. And we are here in the new studio. We are very excited to be in this new studio. We're going to use all this space to shoot a bunch of new stuff, a bunch of fun stuff. We got Shane and Amanda over here. You guys know them from a bunch of stuff that they've done, especially Shane with his trying to survive the coronavirus.
Hey.
That was actual real footage of him running back from the grocery store, getting the toilet paper. That's what that was.
That's what the important
It's a documentary.
It's a documentary series.
But anyway, yeah, so we are going to talk about... Actually, Michael, tell us what we're going to talk about today.
Well, viewers / listeners...
You gotta lean into that mic.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Do your cool lean.
Well, viewers / listeners, so we kind of masterminded this idea that we're going to kind of run with, but we have the basic concept. So we're going to talk about carnivals and fairs, but then we're going to get into this crazy, like, Mad Lib story. It's going to be nuts, but it's going to be, it's the title of this episode is actually called The Great Card Evil War, Clouds versus Cardies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we're going to build this world, and then we're going to battle, and then we're going to see who wins, and then comment below if you agree or disagree with, you know, what comes of this war. But before we build the backstory and go into that, we're going to talk about our own personal experiences at carnivals, fairs, circuses.
Yeah, because it is fair season, and a lot of the fairs got shut down, right?
Yeah.
Boo.
So that we're feeling like we missed the fairs. And
so we're bringing the fair environment to you guys, reminding you of how good it feels.
How good it feels to be scammed out of $50 on a balloon popping
Shane,
game.
Tell us that story.
I mean, there's not a lot. So basically, I think the only story there really is that I remember it was, I think I was like 16 or 17. Me and her went to the fair, the state fair. Walk up. Okay, so first of all, I've been catcalled by a carny.
Male or female?
I think he was male. I believe that's what my memory is.
They were long, luscious locks, or was that a really, really good mullet? I couldn't.
I mean, sometimes I get confused. But get catcalled. Finally, I'm like, okay, we're going to play the game. All right. It starts out pretty normal. It's like you get three balls, $6. You have to, didn't you have to like hit like a, I think we had to hit like a...
It was like the ring toss. Oh, wait.
No, wait.
You're doing a ring toss with balls? You're definitely going to lose.
It was the balloons.
Oh, it was...
Yeah, it was the balloons. So it was three darts, $6. Darts. You know, you like hit three balloons.
Don't you love how memory works?
Yeah.
And then if you pop three with all three, then you get like a prize, right? So I think I got like two and like I missed one.
And let's be honest, he's 16, so he's trying to like get me the bear. Right. You know what I mean?
Trying to get the thing.
Yeah. So you didn't say that you were there with her, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did.
And we at this time, we hadn't been dating for that long. So no, he's like, I still need to like impress her. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If you win, a bear. That's
just, I mean, that is the,
people have spent like thousands of dollars on knowing
what
won.
Determines my honor.
You can buy it on Amazon for $18.
Yeah.
That's not the point.
Right.
It's about the...
It's the honor, Rob.
It's the... Yeah, it's the honor.
It's the hunt. The thrill of the hunt.
Rising up to meet the challenge of our rivals. That's right. True. Okay. So So I like missed two.
Back on our feet. Or whatever the words
two,
are.
Hit two. Miss one. And then he's like, all right, I'll give you a free one. I'm like, okay, cool.
That's how they get you.
Yep, right there.
So I popped a balloon. He's like, okay, well now you pop one, you still got to pop three in a row.
Oh, what a
He's like, okay, so I'll give you two more for $2 and then one free. And so this continues on.
For a while.
Until I've won nothing. It's been 10 minutes, and he's like, all right, that's like $50. And I'm just sitting here, 16 years old, like, looking at my wallet, and like, how did this happen to me? I've been swindled. And that's how I was personally
scammed out of
scammed
and attacked.
We did get the bear, though. I remember. We got the bear.
Did we get the bear, or did he get the bear?
Technically, no one, really, because...
you know, it's interesting, because I wonder... Like you sparked a train of thought in me. I wonder if like there's like this elite group of like, don't forget we're working the battleground later between the Cardi Ward. But if there's a group of people that are like regular people like you and I, but they're like the Michael Jordans and the LeBrons of like Cardi games, and they just come in and just rake like all their money out. They're like, oh no, it's the legendary like comes in wearing like the cowboy like duster, and he's like. I'll take three rings.
You know? And it just all the carnies are like, oh man, Biff's back.
Oh no, it's Buffalo Biff.
He's back in prison. He finally got out of the penitentiary. Now he's back to running the ring toss game. Oh man.
Like he'd be the one that clouds what he used to recruit against the carnies. I can see it later.
Yeah, because he knows all their secrets.
I got to write them down the list of staff for the war. What is it? The Biff's.
I said Biff, but I think Buffalo
Biff. Yeah.
Buffalo Biff.
I like it.
Yeah.
So I think what really makes me upset about carnivals anymore is the knowledge that I don't get to see any like weird, like there's no like freak shows anymore, and that makes me upset. I feel like I've missed out. I feel personally.
Maybe not locally. Maybe if you search high and low, we'll
like,
find.
Like I want to see mermaids.
Hey,
be the
change
like,
you want to see in the world. So.
Yeah, we'll start at Just Play Nonsense Fair or Carnival, and we'll have a freak
like,
show.
Like I want someone to roll in the town. You know,
it'll just be pictures of us
like it was in 1800 and be like, hey, everybody, I've got mermaids and this bearded lady and also these two people sewn together. And you should come pay $15 and see it. And you know what? I would. But now that's like a human rights problem.
Yeah. So,
dude, yeah, all these rights and stuff are just effing everywhere.
It's messing me up. It's messing up my entertainment. And I feel like that's really what's missing. That's the spark.
Yeah, the everybody.
Like, you know what's offensive? I'll tell you what's offensive.
Freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom.
My freedom to be entertained by weird things. No, but you know, At carnivals are interesting. I don't know, understand how that world works with like rides. If they just like, hey, this is a, we owe these rides. We're going to rent about to this group and they're going to rent about like right. how the, because I know the maintenance isn't like airplanes where they're like constantly like the same.
Yeah.
But I would hope they're pretty good. But I have a story of a ride breaking on me.
Oh.
And I can't remember if it was called the Zipper or if it was the Bullet. It's the one that where they go like this.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they
yeah,
cross
yeah,
like
yeah.
that.
Okay.
So my old friend LZ Kreider, if you're out there, you know, well, yeah, I know you're out there. You've been dying. I just saw you on Facebook post something. But anyway, if you're out there and you're so happy to check out the episode, he was one of my old childhood friends, and we were on that ride, whether the Bullet or the
Zipper,
whichever one it is. I think it's, I don't know. But anyway, so
is it like oval shaped and then the cars go around the outside?
No, there's just two and they cross each other.
I think I know what you're talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's the Bullet, but yeah. I'm not a carny, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man, I wish we had a guest Cardi on here.
I really feel like you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Maybe biased at the Cardi war. The clouds get set. We lose all of our cloud subscribers.
Any carnies or fairgoers out there, let us know what the name of that ride is. If our hand gestures gave it away and told you exactly what it was.
With my very, very like precise detail.
Our detailed, yeah.
My good description.
Let us know what ride that was. Comment down below.
But yeah, I can't talk. So anyway.
It's a good thing you're on a podcast.
So we're on this ride, right? And the ride gets done and we're like, woo! And I get done peeing a little. I get done, you know.
Those are the best ones.
Yeah. You know, trying to let out a little bit of air at a time, screaming, holding on to stuff real tight. You know, I made it through. I was like, yeah, all right, that was fun. You know, playing it off. And we get to open the door, and me and my buddy is, well, I thought he was, because he was kind of a prankster a little bit. And he's like, the door would open. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure, the door would open. And then next thing you know, I lean over and it doesn't open, and the doorknob fell off on the outside, I guess.
On the outside?
Yeah, or something. Either way, the doorknob fell off. I mean, remember, 15 right. seconds. But anyway, either way, the door went open because like something fell off of it. And so I'm like, oh no. And I learned that I was claustrophobic.
All of a sudden, right then.
And so I'm like, bro, like, we're afraid for hours, and I'm hungry, and like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, they're like, well, I can start the ride. He's being rational, you know, blah, blah. I'm like, no, man, you don't understand. Like, it's getting smaller here. What if something else breaks?
It's getting smaller.
Like, dude, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to act if I'm here for another 10, 20 minutes, you know. And then the cardi comes, like a hero, you know. Without his cape.
Yeah, his cape.
Yeah.
Like heroes do with his locks.
Clothes in oil.
His mullet.
you know,
his mullet blowing in the wind.
Yeah, just comes towards us, you know. And then he's like, man, look at me, I'm broken.
All I understood was broken, so.
Exactly.
Sounds about right.
Exactly.
So like, you hear that, something's broken, you know, obviously. And that was like, those are the weird moments that slow down that you remember, but you don't remember much else.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually, it felt like hours we were in there, but I think he got us out in like 10 minutes.
10 minutes? That's still really long to be stuck on a ride.
He's like, I have my pliers. So he grabs them and like opens them and like just cranks them open. He's like, all right, boom. He's like just nailed it. So like that Cardi, I mean, it would be extreme to say he saved my life.
Well.
But he saved me from several more minutes of great discomfort.
So it's almost the same thing.
So I salute you, Cardi man.
If you are the car
you
save Michael,
yeah.
Please comment below.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll bring you on an episode and have you talk about
I will
about
send you a fruit basket, personally.
From Shane.
With bananas and apples and crack.
And all the things that carnies do not eat.
No, just kidding. But anyway, so that was my bad carnival story.
That's right. Let me talk. I like those ones where they have the videos, you know, they get on the slingshot. And then they're bringing it back. And once the person starts freaking out, then the guys who are running the ride, they'll like take a bolt and they'll just drop it and be like, oh my gosh, what was that? They're like, I think that just fell out of your seat.
Done that?
Yeah,
before?
Yeah. Oh. Or they'll tell them like, hey, I need you to make sure that your seatbelt's fastened. Like that you're like, it's not fastened properly. And then they'll go in to do it. And then they just let them go.
No.
They let them go. Yeah. And they don't even do a countdown or anything. But the bolt one cracks me up. Like, I can imagine how they felt, because like when I got here to the studio today, we have an elevator, everybody. I got in the elevator and I was bringing stuff up and it creaked. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then I started looking, I'm like, what's the max weight that can this thing get hold? So I was like, making sure
one
that I wasn't
going to
die. So yeah, one rob. So, but I had gear with me, so
oh,
no. A little too much. But no, it creaked on its way up and it's like, you know, like elevators do. And but I just that being there, I can't imagine like being shot up like 35 stories in the air, however high that goes. And they were like, "Oh, a bolt just fell out of your chair."
You're like, "Oh, well, it's kind of a little different." Like an IKEA, you're building it. You're like, "Oh, there's a few bolts left over. It's fine." Right. That's a little different.
Yeah. it's just extra pieces.
Yeah, like, right? It doesn't matter.
I feel like that's actually what makes like especially like fair and carnival rides like a little like. You know, you go to the same one, like, every year. You know, the same fair comes to town, same carnival comes to town. You know, you get the same... He's controlling. He's preparing himself to control his carny in the pit.
You're controlling me.
Oh.
Not anymore. You done messed it up.
The connection got lost.
You see how hard I dropped it?
Yeah.
You know what I did, guys? With my props, I propped it like it's hot. Propped it like it's hot. Yeah. How cool is that, youth?
All right.
Come on, youth. Tell me how cool.
The episode. I'm now leaving.
That was my part of the episode.
All right, everybody. Thumbs up if you liked it. Thumbs down if you didn't.
Comment below, youth, if that was really hip.
You just said calm down. Calm down if that was hip, guys.
Calm down and then comment below if that was super, like, G. If I was, like...
Super G.
If when I propped it like it's hot.
You just dropped $120 worth of tech right there.
This is a PlayStation 3, bro.
Okay, you just dropped still $120. I guarantee those are like at least
DVD movies with this thing, man. This is that's it.
DVDs, those are still around.
No, you know he's an old man when he calls them DVD movies.
I know. Well, he just said like a dad joke.
The DVD cassettes, remember?
Cassette. The DVD cassettes.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What were you talking about, Shane?
Oh yeah. So I really think what gives it that edge where you still want to ride them, it's kind of like skydiving. It's like I'm probably not going to die, but there's like a little 2% chance. It just makes it a little bit thrilling.
Wow, 2%. That's pretty high.
Listen, like actually, I would say skydiving accidents are probably pretty low. I would say it's. I mean, probably
cite your source.
Shanepedia states 98% of the time.
Well, you don't hear about them dying all the time, so it's got to be pretty low.
That sounds about like how everybody else gets their facts.
Yeah.
Or like Karenopedia over here.
Or they, you know, they say, whoever they are, this elite group of just knowledge.
That's what we need to do. We need to create a website called they.com, and then they're like, and we post like facts and stuff. We're like, so what do they say about it?
It'd be like Wikipedia, but it'll be just plain nonsense.
Yeah, it's just my opinion.
Yeah.
That's it.
Just Playpedia. There we go. Just Playpedia.
Just Playnopedia.
Be looking out for that on the internet one day.
Like down in the corner it says, not really.
Pretty much just stupid facts that are even like, whatever.
You guys remember like probably 10 or 15 episodes ago when Michael was like, hey, can you make this thing float above my head? I'm like, you always give me more work to do, Michael.
I give him a lot of work.
That's another one. He's just like, hey, go ahead and create this whole entire website. That's just nonsense. It doesn't matter. Go create this website for me.
Just create this website real quick. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You guys were talking about fair games and stuff. And one of the things that I thought about whenever we were talking about doing this episode, there's a YouTuber called Mark Rober. And this dude, he worked at NASA. He worked on the Mars rover. Dude's super smart. So, and he went to these fairs. And he's the guy who's been making the glitter bombs. Like whenever people steal packages and they open it and it shoots glitter everywhere.
I love those videos.
So he's the one who made the really good ones. They spray out fart spray and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so he made a video called, I think it was Carnival Science or something like that, Carnival Game Science. And he breaks down how they end up like basically tricking you, because a lot of the games are illusions. Like you don't, like the way you're standing and looking at it, it looks like you can win, but you really can't. Like the rings that you toss onto the bottle, uh-huh. they're like just a millimeter bigger than the top of the bottle.
Or like the basketball hoops are like they're egg
ovals.
Shaped.
They are they're ovals. Yeah, I actually ended up. I was at a carnival and like I had a friend that was there. I think it might have been Jake, my friend Jake,
mm-hmm.
and he was shooting the basketball perfectly every single time, and it would hit, and it looked like it bounced off the back and bounced out. And I'm like, what is going on? So I snuck out, and I went around the side of it, and I looked, and they are 100% oval shaped. And I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then the carny immediately, when he saw me, he goes, this isn't cheating. This isn't cheating. And because the ball does fit in there, but you have to like shoot it really high.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But anyway, go check out Mark Rober's video, and he'll show you how all these games are like scams, essentially. That's why you lost your... Your money.
Setting. I'm assuming they probably like deflate the balloons just enough to where it's like they just will not.
Either that or the darts aren't even sharp.
I wonder if there's like
a two of the darts are sharp but one's not.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's like a Cardi out there with conviction. And like, we expose, like he has like a really honest like.
We can call him up on Skype and do like a little interview.
Yeah.
We have to like disguise his voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'll be in silhouette and he's like, yeah, I just wanted to say that.
This is the true story, black it out.
This is a true story of the carnival.
I was a Cardi for 14 years. It's all a lie.
Everything
if
except
they
for
find
meth.
Out the Cardi Association Secret Society will kill me.
The Cardi Union.
It's all a lie except for the meth.
Lots and lots of meth.
Yep.
Yep.
Man, that feels good to be back podcasting.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, any other carnival experiences or any stories before we go into the Great Cardi War?
So, it's not 100% a carnival story, but it's kind of
or
in that. It's more of like it was a rodeo, but it's kind of the same. Like, it's got, like, the fair food and all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. Some of the attractions and stuff.
Oh.
So, when we lived in Houston, my dad used to get these free tickets to go to the rodeo, and he would take us every year. And it was really fun, and we would, sorry, hold on one second. We would go there and we would get like, I would always get a big old turkey leg. And I'm like this little chubby fat kid walking around with a big old turkey leg and just eating on it like a king. And my brother would get the sausage on a stick. And then my dad would like take us to all these different things. And we were sitting there watching the rodeo one time and I'd left to go get something. And I came back. And as I was walking up the stairs, it's in a stadium, it's in the Astrodome.
Yeah.
So I'm walking up the stairs and I was like, I didn't want my dad to have to get up because I needed to get in a seat next to him. So I climbed over the seat in front of him. And you know how they fold down? And well, I stepped too far back and it folded back up and I fell backwards and I rolled down like seven aisles of seats.
Did you break something?
No, like I was, you wouldn't know it looking at me.
Did you maintain the chicken leg?
No, I didn't have it with me. Like it was, I may have gone to the bathroom or something, okay, but I didn't have any food at that time.
Oh, good thing.
That would have been a real loss. Just rolling on.
No.
But no, like as I was falling, I saw my dad reach out and try to grab me and I just fell.
You
and then I
slipped between his fingers.
It's the movie scene but, where it's like,
no.
And honestly, it feels like it played like in slow motion in my head. But,
oh man,
looking at me, you wouldn't be able to tell it, but I used to be in gymnastics. So I was at that point in my life and I was a little kid, but I was still fitter than I am. But anyway, I was like rolling down the thing. I probably went about seven aisles down over the tops of the chairs, which was weird. And I almost kicked this lady in the face. I thought I was going to end up at the end and roll over the bar and drop down. Like that was my first thought.
Yeah,
that was what I was thinking.
So scary.
But yeah, no, I survived in case you guys were wondering.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, that's good.
That's all because of the clowns.
That reminds me, the slow motion parent moments, that just reminded me, I had one. I'm going to give you the very quickest version of that. But when I was younger, my mom, we were on this land, this guy came to go mow our yard, right? And he had those riding mowers or whatever, and he was lowering the ramp, and he was getting ready to bring it down, and it started to come down, but it actually like was like really slow. It was still strapped in. It just kind of like moved a little bit. And my mom, keep in mind, I'm like 16 years old, so I was already like 6'3". And my mom grabbed to save my life. Sorry,
save
mom.
My life.
She grabs one of my legs and tries to carry me away, but all it did was slow me down because I kept hopping. So if she would have shoved me or dove or whatever, it would have whatever. But so she just grabs my legs and starts moving. And I start hopping. And it just like straight, it starts to roll down real slowly. You see it, it's all slow motion, but it legitimately wasn't, everything was slow. And then we're like hopping away, and we barely miss it.
Oh my gosh.
Afterwards, like, oh, thanks, mom.
I literally just watched that whole thing in my head.
Yeah, it was so ridiculous. And I'll never forget, because afterwards, me and my mom laughed about it. We're like, it's like, you would have been safer if I didn't try to save you.
Like, I know.
You just say, hey, movement's coming. Oh, that was weird. I don't know why I told that story, but
that's good.
So, you know, funnel cake?
Yeah.
You know,
I know of it.
Funnel cake, onions, blood oranges.
I don't like where this is going.
None of those things I liked as a kid, including tomatoes, but I still hate tomatoes. But with the exception of tomatoes, everything else I named, I love it as an adult.
You hated funnel cakes as a kid?
Yeah, I was like, what's wrong with this? This isn't a cake.
Oh,
this is weird.
This isn't
You're like,
a cake.
Somebody lied to me.
Yeah.
So I was,
it's just dry. It makes me thirsty.
I was never super into funnel cake because, like, I don't really like sweet stuff that much. I've never been
funnel cake is so good.
But the Bloomin' Onions, though.
Oh yes, dude.
Man, I'll tear up a Bloomin' Onion all day.
I will too.
So I hate
unspeakable things.
We should have a bro date where we eat Bloomin' Onions.
I hate raw onions, but I love cooked onions because they're so sweet.
I could literally eat them, like, apple
dip in sauce.
I think that's horseradish.
That's horseradish.
Oh, why is it so good, but it sounds so gross?
I don't know. Made out of horses. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Have you ever watched anyone, like, actually make
Blooming onion? I did at the fair.
Yeah. It's so cool they have to watch.
They have a thing where they chop it.
Yes.
And then they put it in there, and you watch them, like, they dunk it down in that
the fry.
Batter. Yeah. You know, words. They put it in the batter, and then you they have these gloves on, and they're like... Like pushing it all down in there, and they cook it upside down.
Yeah,
the sound just backwards.
Yeah, that sounds delicious, Rob.
Oh, now I really want one.
I actually shot a vlog of that for my own vlog channel. I haven't edited it yet, but
how long ago was that?
Don't ask.
Don't ask.
I have so many projects that I want to work on. I just don't have time to do any of them.
Yeah,
Just Play Nonsense is my main priority right now.
Hashtag didn't wink.
Go to Patreon. Oh no, it was. I wasn't like trying to fake it. It's for real.
No, you're supposed to be like flirty, like wink. Oh. You know what I mean? Yes.
Just Play Nonsense is my main priority right now. Is that how you flirt?
Yes.
It's perfect. That's how every single person does it. Yes.
Then why? I don't understand why I'm still single. I do all. I'm just like.
That's such a hobby.
You want to go eat onions with me? That should nail it.
Like, it would get me. I'm not gonna lie. You pull me in.
You want to go eat onions with me?
Wait, onions or Bloomin' Onions? Bloomin' Onions, second date for sure.
Did you just ask me if I wanted to eat a giant deep fried onion? Oh yes.
That's like fifth base.
That is the hidden base.
Technically, there are four bases. So what would the fifth one be? Is that like the dugout? No, that's the batter. No, the when you're on deck.
Yes.
Is that the fifth base?
Right, which lies in the onion.
All right. Well, that is nonsense. So.
All right. So you guys ready to get into this Cardi War?
I am.
I'm ready.
All right.
Oh, hang on.
Rob's not ready yet. Have a moment of silence.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm super ready, dude.
Okay. So. Before we start, I don't know how we're going to do this. We're going to wing this. It's just going to be...
It's going to be interesting, to say the least. To say the most.
To say the least, it's going to be weird. But let's see where we go with this.
Let's do it.
So I'd like to start off with letting you guys know that this is 100% true. And don't fact check it or snope or anything, because it's real.
Just accept what you're hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Just Plain Nonsensepedia.
Don't snoople it. It's a real thing. So anyway, there's a secret society, guys. Underground. I know about it because I've infiltrated it, of Cardis. I found out that we're all in grave danger because there is also an underground secret society of clowns. And even though they work so closely together in some scenes, there's actually an underground war a-brewing.
A-brewing. That's when you know it's real.
Yeah.
Because if it was just brewing, that could be like a baseball team or it could be witches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If it was brewing.
Well, here's the thing.
But if it's a brewing,
I'm so glad you broke down the.
I'm literally crying.
It's not a regular. It's a big deal. All right,
it's like a pickle.
Yeah. So anyway, I found out this is also true, but like true. That did you know that Cardis actually have a language called Cardi Talk?
No,
that's what they call it.
Yeah,
you don't think they could get more creative than that?
Well, you know. I don't know. But anyway, basically it's
like if it starts, or something.
If a word starts with a vowel, they add like an S or an Essa, or sometimes their own, depending on if they're different culture pockets somewhere. They're
different. They have like dialects.
Yeah. Well, there might be Spanish, you know, Cardis. There might be Russian Cardis. There's Cardis everywhere. It's a big organization. It's like we really need to take this serious, what I'm about to disclose to you guys. Like it's a big deal. I mean, you guys heard my Area 51 conspiracy?
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty legit. So this is I'm exposing yet another conspiracy of the truth. The government.
So speaking of that, we had the government come down on us with our Katoogie shirts.
Yeah.
They were like, you told everybody about the Katoogies. Now that's not a secret anymore.
Yeah, government was super PO'd.
So in order to upset the government, you guys need to go to the Just Plain Nonsense store, yeah, buy as many Katugi shirts as you can, and wear them everywhere.
Well, that's the real reason that they quarantined everyone.
It's because of the Katugis. Yeah. Yeah, they had to transfer them from one area to another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag take the clothes off this lie and expose the truth.
Yep.
That's a, long hashtag. Hashtag jinx.
So, anyway.
Shane, you get a high five for that. That was a bad one.
Yeah, that was a really bad high five.
Got to look at the elbow.
Yeah, I was going to ask you for one, too, but after seeing that first one, I don't want to take a risk
of having failed
five like that. So anyway,
hey, we're secure in our high fiveness. We don't got to worry about anybody being all.
Well, you know, just keep practicing.
Thanks, Michelangelo.
Anyway, I need to hear more about this cultural dialect.
Yeah, so thing, you know, happening. But like a lot of the Midwestern/different groups of the U.S. of A. You know, America. If you don't know what that means, they add like an essa to any word that starts with a vowel. And they break up the syllables as well. So if it was like, I will go there, it'd be like, S-I, go, S-A, there, S-A. So that's like, I'm interpreting a little bit, like, that's kind of how it works a little bit, I think. I just learned this 15 minutes before this.
We're glad that you're well-versed in it.
Rob, I bet when I infiltrated the occult of the Cardies, like I learned this truth. They brought me in as one of their own, and I learned their language.
Do they have a Southern accent?
Some of them.
That's one of the dialects.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
You add on.
Yeah, but there really is.
If
you look it up on Just Playpedia or whatever we called it.
Hashtag not a real website.
Nonsensepedia or whatever that website is.
Rob's too many other priorities.
Rob's going to create someone talking into it. That's going to be one of those things out there. It's going to talk about it. It's a real thing.
You're going to have to buy me a bunch of Bloomin' Onions to talk me into building another website.
But they communicate with it. And you can see how later, when I say Cardi talk later, I'm going to let you know like how they can communicate without being intercepted by spies that are clowns disguised as Cardies, which are pretty easy to see because clowns always look like.
So I have like a super serious question.
Yes.
Is there any infighting in the Carnies? Like, because there's Russian Carnies and Spanish Carnies and like Hitler Carnies. Do they fight each other? Because.
Well, that's what's on the. That's
or are they unified against the clowns?
Well, there's, you know, I don't want to be a prejudice, you know. I'm not going to say that all Carnies are part of this. Some are freelance Carnies, you know, they have their own ways. But overall, there is a big organization and it's growing. There is going to be, and I heard rumors from a very reliable source. He was this one Carnie.
He was eating Oreos and everything.
Well, he's an ex-Carnie, independent Carnie now. He's like, listen, whatever. I'll just give you the English version because I want to, you know.
Yeah, you haven't learned Carney speak yet. Yeah. You can just decipher.
Yeah, his name's Earl. And he's like, listen, Michael, Earl, my favorite podcast co-host. He said, I'll tell you this because you need to know and warn everyone you love, which to me, it's all of our subscribers. Mm-hmm. So if you're not a subscriber,
don't listen to this.
This isn't for you.
If you're not a subscriber, you need to subscribe now so that you can get this message.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not going to understand it.
So I'm trying to protect you, let you know what he told me. I put my life on the line here doing this. We all are. We're in serious danger.
Yeah.
But there's a war that's going to break out, and we're talking multi-millions are going to be left in the wake of this. It's going to be a bloodbath. There's clowns. Mimes are going to be involved. There's rumors. I mean, just all kinds of stuff. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the France division.
That's going to be the quietest war ever.
The France Lodge or whatever it is.
Is a mime a subclass of a clown?
Hey, let's not start demoting people.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that off the camera.
Like over there.
Yeah. So it's been going for a while, and right now they've been recruiting their allies. It's going to be a great world war, right? So you know how you have the Buffalo Bisps we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
Right.
Such a dumb name.
Yeah, they're a thing. The Ticketmasters, they're involved. Cardies, of course, clowns. The pet people, the ones that like bring the animals, let you pet them, do that. It goes deep. So you have them, you have the food vendors, which is why you got to be careful. I mean, what food you get, you know what I mean? Because
Well, you got to be careful what food you get anyway.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
never know.
Yeah.
You never know what's in that Euro.
Well, if you eat cloud food, you know, you'll start to, well, I won't give that secret. That's for if we do a part two on this. But Ed Barker's, which is the guy I was imitating earlier, that, which I can't do very well, but the come one, come all, look at the blah, the elephants. The big hat.
Yeah.
With the big hat, the.
Yeah, here's a fun little piece of trivia.
Step right up.
The previous host of The Price is Right is actually a descendant from the Barkers.
Really?
Whoa. Whoa, it's all just coming together. See, this is all real. See,
I think,
all coming together.
I think Shane got it.
It took a second.
His name is Bob Barker.
I know. And guess what? As far as I'm concerned, the price was right on that one. It was good. Okay. It's real. It's all real. Everything we're saying is real.
It didn't faze Michael. Michael's so into the deep state of the car, and he's already yeah. gone past the.
Well, you know what? I think you're right. Like, I just, you know, you could, I like you played off as a joke, but I know you're telling the truth.
Carney's deep state, yeah.
I know you're telling
yeah.
the truth.
So, like.
That's how you work in those facts. And so, people are like, oh, he's just playing.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just joking about this big war that will go down inevitably.
That's how you don't get murdered whenever they come out yeah. and kill all the people who are trying to, like, tell all the facts and stuff. Yeah. You'd, like, make, oh, that was a joke. I didn't even know.
Well, they got, like, their own, like, FBI kind of version thing. They got all kinds of, like, organizations. That, I mean, they've been trying to infiltrate for spies. It's a big deal. It's, I mean, there's casualties of these things every year. People get hurt. And they just play it off. Like, oh, well, you know, people were excited to lie or the ground was slippery from the popcorn. But it's all... What? Okay, start over. Ready?
No, you got to keep going. That was good. That was so good.
I don't know what I'm saying. All right.
We've lost Whoa. The energy in this episode.
Okay, let me replace this. Let me replay the scenario, right? So, they're gaining funds. That's why they're trying to get our money. That's where we come in, right?
Right.
Okay, now we're on the right track. So, I don't know how you guys would feel who would win between the two or who would take sides with who, but my first shot would, I would think that the pet people would side with the Carneys.
Yeah, I mean, Carol Baskin, she would straight up.
Exactly. It's kind of the same breed.
And the Tiger King. But they can't be on the same team, so I don't know how that works.
That's why I thought the clouds would have an advantage with the elephants, the tigers, the lions, the bears. And
oh,
the
my.
Lions. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
But then you look at this, and they got like... It's not, you know, they're like snakes, and they can sneak at cobras. They do they what? Because they have access to all the other shady animal people.
That's fair.
So really, they both have animals on their side with that. So I would say the pet people would go with the Carneys. So we got that going for them.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, because the pet people aren't so much performers. They provide a service
yeah.
as the Carneys do.
Yeah.
So in that case, where would we side with the food industry?
Well, there's so many of them, it's so hard to tell.
That's true. It could be split.
You're gonna have to it's gonna be high risk. Like that's just all there is to it. Like some are gonna be working with the clouds, some are gonna work with the Carneys.
That's fair.
Yeah. So like
yeah, they're just like
cotton candy, definitely clouds. It's got cloud stuff written all over it.
They're all.
I mean, they're yeah.
changing. Like if you see the peanuts, the fake peanuts, or even the real peanuts, but especially the like the orange ones. The,
uh-huh. Oh, the circus yeah, peanuts. Yeah,
the circus
yeah,
peanuts.
Duh.
Cloud. 100%. So it's kind of like in the air of which one you really don't know who you can trust. That's dangerous.
Well, the food people are all free agents. They haven't been
yeah.
really
so they
chosen
get recruited.
By
some are neutral. Yeah, and some do. Flip,
but whenever they have the draft, yeah, those are called traders, yeah. by the way.
Well, when I was with the Carneys, we were working the system. You know, the system. They wanted to promote me to a higher level. They're like, hey man, like you're getting this, man. You've because I was as a spy for them for a little bit. Then I changed my ways, became a non-Carney, became a freelancer. You know, started just playing offense with you
and serving food and stuff.
Yeah, but I've been all around it. You know,
one of these days you're gonna have to tell us your backstory.
Oh, it's crazy. after I get done making it up, we'll drop it to you. But so here's the thing, right? Here's one thing I learned that just changed the game, right? Which is why me and Clouds, you know, I gotta watch. We gotta watch for each other. A lot of them know of me. They call me the. Well, I'll tell you in a minute what they call me, but but basically, here's what I discovered, and it changed the game of the underground war between the Carneys and the Clouds. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
The Ticketmasters were having certain color tickets, you know, with certain numbers on them, certain colors, and they were marking them, so they were able to mark people, let know who to come in and who, whatever. So when I found out the Ticketmasters were were kind of guiding the traffic of who was coming in. They were like, almost like these great masters.
Is that why they had the raffles whenever they called out the numbers all the time?
Yeah. And all their
I always thought that was like seriously private.
It's really a ruse to assassinate the other leader, but they're like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, they're like an agency that stands between both to keep the balance, the Ticketmasters.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it brings all the worlds together. And so, like, it's tough because there have been corrupt ones that went on each side. And it's just, it's such a, it scares me deep to my core to even think about it. Like, I'm glad I got out of that gang war stuff, you know?
I'm glad I got out of that lifestyle.
Yeah.
So I think when it really comes down to it, what we got to do in order to get a real answer here, okay, is we're going to have to break it down one-on-one, clown versus carny.
I agree.
I feel like it's the only way to settle how this is going to go. Okay. I would like to...
I want to be on the side of the winner, so I think we should evaluate this.
Right. So in that case, we have to go on the side of the clown. Okay. I feel like there's a lot of things you have to take into account here. As we spoke about earlier, there are a couple things that clowns and carnies always have in common. I would say that the main one is felonies, and that means they both get equal prison shanks.
Like made out of like toothbrushes and mop handles,
stray pieces of metal.
Here's the thing though, is where I'm kind of on the fence.
Stale
on it,
chips
is clowns have their own weaponry, and I think that carnies have a lot more like hardware tools and like
that's
stuff.
True,
and they have stuff stashed all over the place,
like
because
the pliers
there's
from earlier.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly, like obviously it was proof. Like, I think that's what first opened my eyes to this conspiracy. Was like, it's like, why do you have pliers? You push buttons, you know.
Yeah.
Like he had it, like he's ready. That's a torture device to pull off fingernails. I mean, this is some serious mob status stuff. No. And then you look at so I think that they're the ones who have more of the prison chicks because clowns they have to be around kids.
I wonder if my dad close. Is a secret carny.
Dude, I've always thought that.
Dad,
I've always suspected.
Because when I was younger. And my tooth would be loose. He would be like, "You go get me them pliers."
Think about it.
It makes sense.
It does.
They've infiltrated your family already.
Dude, they're everywhere.
Does that make me a carny?
Possibly a descendant.
That must be why
I
feel so at home.
You've got carny in your blood, man.
That must be why I feel so at home.
Yeah.
In the meth labs and.
You go to meth
that
labs.
That is interesting. Now I will throw it in. Clowns can do magic tricks.
If you throw the wrong thing, they'll juggle it.
That's true.
Like, here's all these weapons. Oh, I still got them. Oh, I'll toss it to my buddy. It's his weapon now.
So is Mickey Mouse a clown now? Not sponsored by Disney. Wait, is it Disney? Yeah, it's Disney.
Well, sorry, go ahead, Shade.
I've completely lost it.
No,
You were talking about the prison shanks.
Yeah, I know. I've completely
I think the Cardies will carry those more because you're going to see more of the prison sentences with those. Usually clowns cover each other more.
That's true.
They're
become
more
packs.
Yeah, clowns are more federal felons, and carnies are usually more state.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
true. More jackings and things like that. So they do have the battlefield advantage of a lot more shaky experience.
You said that with such conviction.
But see, if you ever notice, like here's some, I'm just gonna expose a lot of stuff out here.
Conviction.
Right? Yeah.
Pun.
Yeah. So come on. That was a lot more clever than my drop it like it's
prop it like it's hot.
Prop it like it's hot. No, but anyway, so like
keep an eye out in the Just Play Nonsense store for the prop it like it's hot shirt.
Heck yeah. So the clap with the honk their noses, it's a signal. You ever play a harmonica? See, like the reason why it doesn't confuse them is because we just squeeze it, but they have like Morse code. So they just like go, that means Cardi Due West, suspicious activity, right?
I was unaware.
Yeah. Yeah.
As are we all.
So you don't know who the lemonade squeezers, the throttle kick people.
Oh, the lemonade
the
is
shake
so
up
good,
people.
Though.
Like you never know. Like one day it's gonna break out. And they're just gonna like lift up. There's gonna be like guns and be tossed out battle, and just like clouds riding elephants and Cardi's riding like.
I just imagine
Katoogies.
I literally just imagine a clown with like rodeo gear on, like a lasso on elephants.
Handprint war paint.
Yes. There are so many subclasses of clowns. You've got, like we talked about earlier, there's mimes.
Rodeo clowns. There's birthday clowns, which are the most dangerous of them all.
Yes.
They're the psychological killers.
You got sewer clowns?
I think when it bricks off, it's going to be
I think there's
once.
Only one of those, though.
I think it's just going to be one universal signal. They're going to make the call. You ever seen John Wick?
Yes.
Okay, which, so you know how they make the call that all of a sudden, like, it's it goes national. Everybody knows what's going on. Like, the hit's going. I think it's going to be like that. It is going to be like that.
So there's like a John Wick of the Carney.
Well, there is a legend of, okay, man, we're going deep here. So there is a legend of, both sides have legends, right?
His name is Juan Jick.
Well, there's one called the Great White Trash Ninja of the Carney world. And we're talking dudes crazy, like with daggers, whatever. And he's like a legend, but the clown.
That was with an A, everybody. But he did say a hard R.
What did I say?
Nagger.
What?
You said they're naggers.
No, I didn't.
No.
Yeah, you did.
I did not hear that.
No.
What, I will play it back.
No, what did I say?
Daggers.
Daggers.
Wow.
Wow.
Rob
accidentally thought I was racist, but you tried to save me. What does it say about you, Rob? Very Carney-like in nature. Very shady.
I'm telling you, I think I have it in my blood.
The Carney or racist?
Yeah. Wow, bro. Like,
maybe a little bit of both. Down with Whitey.
No, but anyway, so back to it, right? So what was I saying?
You were talking about daggers.
Right. No.
The ninja, so the white, like, trash. Is,
yes. Ninja. Like
John Wick guy.
Yeah. And like they'll be like a John Wick of the Carney world. And when he breaks out, where it's just the clowns are scared, but the clowns do have certain things on their side too. They do have a team of assassins that are more elite overall.
So what created this John Wick of the clown world? Did somebody kill his
Pain.
Chihuahua or something?
I was
going to
say paid, yeah.
They killed his Chihuahua and they're going to bring him out of retirement?
Somebody took his dip cup and it was given to him by his mother. And so it was a family heirloom.
I don't know.
And broke it. And then he's like, "Who?
Not the family spinner."
So who took my spinner cup? It's the one my mama left me. It's made poor porcelain. I broke it. Right in broad daylight. And then it changed. He went to training. He started studying all these martial arts. Became this. I mean, he was one of the greatest cars before, but he was just stricken by pain. And now he just lurks the dark alleyways between rides of the fairgrounds. He puts fear in the heart of clowns. But the clowns do have one of the greatest, like, it's not spec ops, but like ninja teams of clown ninjas. I mean, they use balloon animals and stuff, but like they have toxic gas in them and they release them behind the throat like they did with like the rags. Like, so you get like a balloon dog, like right in your face, and they just top it and just release like nerve gas and just tits you out. And then they slit your throat what do clowns use that can slit a throat? Their ties freaking if you fold them over, there's actually a blade in it. it's called a tie blade.
It's a tie blade.
Manufactured in Thailand, all of them.
Let's see how many other Thai references you can get in.
Well, the other ones have the ones that the regular
they do it in, just, they do it in time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's an herb reference.
Yeah.
No, like Thai, like.
Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I don't know what other variables we could. I mean, I do. I know a lot about this stuff.
Homonyms. That's so fun.
Yeah. So, I mean, really, when you look at it, this battle is going to break down one day. I think it's going to be right on the opening day or the last day or the middle day of fair season.
So, basically, sometime that season.
Yes. Here's why, right? First day is what I'm leaning more towards. I'm like 84% sure it'd be the first day or the last day. Yeah, so like, yeah, and I'm only 5% in the middle. The rest of the percentage is left over is just any other time. But so I'm thinking like what they're going to do is everybody be so busy trying to set up rides. The clowns are setting up the tents. The swingers, not swingers, though, what do you call them? Acrobats. Acrobats would be acrobatic, like setting up.
They're probably swingers too. Yeah.
It's a carnival.
I'm sure there's inbreeding going on up in there.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say that because I don't know, but there is. So
you do know you were there. You infiltrated them.
I don't
remember. Remember when you almost married that carny?
It's a dark part of my past.
And we're not going to speak of it. Please continue.
I symbolize it with a tattoo of a monkey. But I was that you only get if you watch very old episodes. But anyway, so I think that the chaos people were coming in, like, oh yeah, it's fair day, kids buy their blues, everyone's overwhelmed. Boom. Cloud sent their assassins to scout. Of course, the Cloud, the Cardi Draw Wick guy, Earl. I said Earl, right?
Yes.
Good, because that's his name. He's going to show up, just all kinds of throwing stars and daggers, Rob. Daggers.
I heard at that time. All the daggers are from, like, a gas station. Like on the side of the interstate.
Gas station fireworks, so you can make smoke grenades so you can disappear. You know?
Yeah, those daggers come from, like, you get like a 20% off if you fill up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is
and they have drive a clown car, so.
But Cardis have the numbers. Any fair said, Cardis will have the numbers, but Clouds have the
smarts.
Yeah, they also have more financial, like, they have more of a budget for war.
Yeah. Also,
That's why they have the stuff that shoots the acid, the flowers.
They're like the Batman. Yeah. No, they're like the Joker.
They are specially trained.
Well, they're thousandaires, not really billionaires like Bruce Wayne. But
they did go to clown college.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So
they're educated.
So they're strategic, you know. But the Cardis are just straight grit. They're tougher than. So it's really a tough call.
They got like the street smarts going for them.
Yeah. They set booby traps. So, you ever heard of like an Apache death trap? That's what it's actually called, but it's like when they would drill, like back in the day when the tribes were at war with each other, they would make like a deep hole in the ground, right? Mm-hmm. It's a real thing, like a real thing, and they would put spikes in it. So if it was covered, you fell into it, your leg would get caught in the Apache death trap, and the spikes would stab your legs, and you'd be stuck. You couldn't put your leg out of the hole, and the more you did, it would just tear, right?
Oh.
So you got to think, Cardis are like, they know the land. They've scouted the woods nearby, rather high or sober. They know it like the back of their hands, you know. Plus, have you ever tried to knock out a meth head?
They know it like the back of their daddy's hand.
Very, very difficult. So, you know what I mean? You know, but the Clouds have the sober-mindedness, you know, maybe a little bit of alcoholism, but a little bit of depression. But
those sound like opposite things.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, pros and cons. I mean, I think what do you guys need to weigh in on how you think this battle will go down and what you think would happen that day? Because I got all kinds of ideas, but, you know, I want to hear from people that didn't infiltrate what you think. Give me some fresh ideas. Cause, mm-hmm.
Fresh eyes.
And what should we do? Who do we go with? Like,
we have to choose it's the
such,
right.
These are such big armies of people that whoever wins is going to rule the world.
I think you could fit a lot of explosives in large clown shoes.
Ooh. Yep.
You can fit a lot of people in their cars, too.
Even though they are very consequently tiny. Yeah.
That's part of the tricks, man. They could see what I mean? They're so crafty. Man, this is tough.
I don't know.
But you know what we could do is we could start another group, but we'd have to have a lot of manpower. And we'd have to take
and
them all.
And woman power.
But we'd have to take them all at once, which could go wrong and backfire because the enemy of my enemy is my ally, and then they joined forces.
Yeah,
now we
that's
take
what
Cardis
I was thinking. Yeah.
That's the clown pop.
And that would be hell on freaking earth, man. Like, think about it. Like, everywhere you go, there's Cardis of clouds, just like, you know.
How do we know that's not
purge
already
style.
There?
Yeah.
The purge starts.
That's that freedom fighter, Michael, from the Just Play Nonsense show. Get him.
Get him.
Are you going to wear a cape?
Well, of course.
If I were going to be a freedom fighter, I'd have to wear a cape.
Yeah.
I feel like it's appropriate.
Yeah. And good shoes. Gotta have good shoes.
Good shoes.
Or we can, oh, man, oh, this is a tough call. What's your guys' thoughts on this? This great Cardi war, because it is coming, and what are we going to do about it? If not, who's going to win? And if so, what do we do?
So
who would rather be a slave?
I feel like the Carnies. I think the Carnies are going to win. So that's just my uneducated thought, and here's why.
Let's battle them. We're getting that. If
I feel like the Carnies are there. They have the street smarts, mm-hmm. as you said earlier. And they're also, they know how to operate the tech. They can build, like, they build these giant machines that you ride on, like, what's to stop them from creating like Transformers style Pacific Rim robots?
Oh, turn the rides into machines.
And then they're just going to like attack you. That they've got giant like Autobots roll out. Like they're going to make the Decepticons, and they're going to bring them to fight all of us. Plus, all of the robots run on meth.
The robots run on meth. Who's that?
That's their fuel.
Yeah, that's not how robots
work. Techno
meth.
It's the techno meth.
It's techno music. It's like it's.
But I mean, if you want to talk about technology, you know, I mean, I think we've really underestimated the fact that you can fit 18 clowns the size, like a car the size of a toddler's toy, There's something going on there. I don't know what kind of...
I don't think that's tech, though. I feel like that's some sort of...
It's magic. It's clowns have magic on
magic,
their side.
Magic versus technology, man. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, it's illusion choose? Magic, but it's like... If you don't understand how it works, it's magic to you. Like, it's like... Yeah. It's freaky.
It's truth.
Like, which card am I holding up? Oh, I'm sorry. The card of death. It's like... You know what I mean? It's you don't know what they're...
How do you know?
Who understands the mind of a clown? I don't. That's why they're so freaky.
It's the education. Yeah. I don't understand. I've never been to clown college.
Here's the thing, though, right? It's like, I don't think the robots would go on meth because robots don't do meth, but I do think that the ones driving the robots would, and they could pull this... I agree with Rob. They could pull this off because look at their allies. Who did I say the Buffalo Biffs were again? Who was that?
Let's watch the tape.
Who's the Buffalo... Remember I wrote the notes into the group, the Buffalo Biffs?
I really can't remember.
Why can't I remember?
God, that was like a week
ago.
That's
part of the staff. It's part of the staff here. I got ticket.
You said that was one of them, but you did not explain what that was.
I think for the sake of the episode, we do need to like bring it into it because I said we had to bring it to the full. Who were the Buffalo Biffs?
You're the one who named Buffalo Biffs.
Weren't they just like the cowboys that come in? You said they had like the cowboy pants on?
Oh, no, it was that... No, that was the Cardi's... The special elite Cardies that, now I remember. Remember it was the Cardies that were the Dusters? And they were like a neutral group. But they're a nuisance to the Cardies because they knew how to win all the prizes.
Well, right. I'm glad we could combine and remember all of these facts.
Yes.
Because none of this is...
Well, when your
up.
Brain is so full of facts like mine is, like, it's hard to keep it all together.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep it all together.
So, you know, but yeah. So Buffalo Biffs, they're obviously on the cloud side. And they understand the tricks they've infiltrated the Cardi. So that is on their side. However, you know, the rides is a pretty good point. Like, they have good snipey points. They're all rednecks. They have rifles. You know, clouds won't use guns. That's true.
Except for Clarence. Clarence, he doesn't have a rifle. I remember hearing a story about him. He got his rifles taken away.
Who's Clarence?
He's one of the Carnies.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, clowns.
Was that your dad's friend?
Was that your dad's
he's
friend?
He's the one who got my dad into it. So my dad, wow. My
brought
dad told
him
me,
into the league, huh?
My dad told me about Clarence, and he was...
They call those league coaches.
But no, clowns do use guns.
Oh, yeah, you've seen them like...
Yeah, they got those water guns that have...
But they shoot water
acid
or bang
in
things.
Them.
And, see, they could fill with acid, but
or
they
chloroform.
Or pee.
It's a great point. From however, they can't snipe bullets with it because they don't shoot bullets. Clowns aren't about that.
That's true.
So we do have all the Ferris wheel. We can have Clarence up there. You know, we can have...
He'll have to have a bow and arrow because he's not allowed to use any firearms.
Oh, that's right. So not Clarence, a different Cardi.
A crossbow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Hawkeye.
But the highest point of every freaking fair, the top of the Ferris wheel, will have Cardis sitting at them with rifles.
Yeah, that's pretty
except for Clarence.
Scary.
So all you have to do is just like get in there and learn how to turn it on. So then they go to the bottom and they can't snipe you anymore.
Well, no, because if there's somebody at all of them, the bottom will always... So there's just constant snipe heavy fire, man. Think about it.
Plus,
what you have freaking what's his name? The John Wick of the Cardies.
Yes.
Just going through the ground, just like kill like six clouds at a time. Like, boom,
so
boom.
If you have a Ferris wheel and every car has a sniper in it. That becomes a giant minigun.
What?
Like a Gatling gun, you know, where it's like... if it's rotating and there's a sniper in each one, you're just constantly getting shot at by a minigun the size of a freaking Ferris wheel.
Who shoot the minigun?
No, the Ferris wheel is the minigun because they're all shooting from...
Yeah!
The...
That's crazy,
that's
dude.
That's a fair point. But I think something I have to bring up, which I think it surely ends it where it begins.
Ooh.
This really is the ending of the carnival apocalypse. You have to really break it down. Clowns do magic. Magic.
Illusion
and,
magic.
And they have lots of colors. They're colorful. What happens when you combine magic and colors? It's trippy.
Oh.
Right. I think what really happens here, and this is from my personal confidant, okay, Roscoe. Roscoe.
Don't be rolling him out like that.
No, he's got the best chicken and waffles.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Same dude.
It's side gig. He's transitioning out. But what really happens, you know, fair season is in the middle of summer, right? It's hot. You gotta drink water. Unfortunately.
Oh, here we go. He's breaking it down.
The clowns have drugged all the water. with LSD. Now all of your carnies are tripping balls and unfortunately are unable to fight. The clowns
carnies are immune to LSD, bro.
I don't think they're immune to LSD. Can you get, well, I don't know. If you, what happens if you combine
they that? They function better on it. All you're doing is empowering them. They're like, whoa, I'm high. All right, let's do this.
They're like, I'm high, but I'm like, so
that's
focused.
That's their natural state.
That there is, I guess you could include like a natural, there's a natural disposition to not, to being like, able
like a cardi could be like, I'm going to poison the water supply with all kinds of drugs, and everyone's going to be high. The only one that's going to win is the cardi, because the only ones that can function.
Because it's also maybe true. I did not.
I mean, this could go either way. This is a fair battle. This is like
good. A fair battle.
Yeah.
So, what's going to happen to all the civilians? Like, are they going to get recruited?
Well,
a lot
of them are going to die.
Going to get murdered.
Gruesomely. By
collateral
by the
damage.
Pet people, by lions and tigers and bears. You know, oh my.
Oh my.
But, yeah, and then like poison food. Everybody's going to be high on LSD. And those Buffalo Biffs are, they're not going to do them to them. They're pretty controlled. But they're, you know, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be global. And you know, people talk about global warming. Hello.
Global
swarming. We're not going to make it to that point if we don't fix this problem right here.
Yeah.
I think that we should all pull together, not just as America, but as the world. Because, you know, we
all right, Michael, do your call to action.
Are you going to do the wave of flag behind me again?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen here, fellow Americans and world. There is nothing more precious than taking our beautiful children to the fair. And all of that is at stake. And when I think of America, I think apple pie, I think freedom, and I think carnivals. All of that is at jeopardy of being taken from us by an elite, two elite groups of people who just can't get along. And if we don't call to action, if we don't raise arms now, you know, and subscribe.
Like you do on the roller coaster?
Yeah, raise your arms and subscribe to the channel, and let's get our army so they can see it and become fearful and shake in their big clown boots and their dusters and be like, oh my gosh, nonsense nation, because that's what we'll be called, because we'll be pretty epic then.
Yeah.
It's like their numbers are growing. So subscribe, you know, become Patreon, all that crap, and get involved.
Yeah, all that crap.
And comment your plans. Let's pull together, guys, because the only way we're going to save America / the world is if we stop being distracted by the mind-numbing tools of the clowns and carnies and just like, oh, we can flip fire. Yeah, he's hypnotizing you. he's trying to like neutralize your mind and get you like numb to it. So you're like, instead of being like, oh, look at all these weapons and warfare that's going around me. So that way when it happens, like that. So you want to save America? You want to save this world? Subscribe and join the movement. Otherwise, I mean, do you want to be a slave of Cardi's or a slave of clouds or the third option, a slave of freedom? You decide.
I think that's an oxymoron.
Can you make an eagle come in here? Like, I feel pumped up. So basically, because I feel like either way, at the end of the day, because we have to give a winner. Also, stay tuned, because we're about to wrap this up, but stay tuned. Sometime the next year or two, we're going to actually make a movie that's going to kind of show it out. We're going to do like a little sketch. It's going to be card. It's going to be like spelled out the word card and then tack mark and then evil. War, the movie. It's going to be like a 10-minute movie or whatever, or an hour.
Short film.
Or an hour, or like a series. I don't know. It's whatever Rob's willing to do. And we're going to come together. A
couple minutes.
And we're going to show you how it plays out, how it can pan out. It's going to be a good movie. Don't steal it, anybody that's out there that watches that makes movies. So the carnivore movie, be look out for that. Don't forget to subscribe, like the channel. My opinion is Cardi's would win, but I don't want to be a slave to either. They said clouds, we said Cardi. Put your opinion down below. You guys have anything?
Join the movement.
Yep, join the movement. Absolutely.
Hashtag join the movement.
For the love of all things good and holy, stay safe, America and world. Or you know what? We should make an anthem out of that. Let's bring Let's make fairs great again. I don't care whose side you're on.
Hey,
that's funny.
What I want you to do is I want you to go over here and do that, and then I'm going to close it out. You do the little salute.
Yeah.
The carny salute. I'll tell you where to go. All right. But I want you to, like, do it. Like, come over, like, right. Yeah, right there. Do it. All right, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I don't know if I can get through this. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you go to subscribe to us on YouTube. You can't get closer. You got to back up a little bit. Okay.
I'm going to start to tear up.
Go subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Patreon if you guys like what we do and you want to help support us. Check us out or follow us on Instagram. Why'd you stop?
Oh.
I want my music
going. This song is over already.
All right, follow us on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and all that stuff. Go listen to us on any of the podcast platforms. And we really appreciate you guys. Thank you. We'll see you later.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. That's my nonsense. That's our intro song.